النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said this ummah, I said this hadith earlier, will be divided to sects, 73 sects. All of them in hellfire except one will go to Jannah. What that means? Those who will go to Jannah, it means they will end up in Jannah. Not necessarily to go straight to Jannah. Some of them will go straight to Jannah if their good deeds good enough. Some of them might be punished for other sin. Like he maybe steal, he maybe did something wrong. He missed something from his obligations. He will be punished for whatever sin he committed. He might be. The others in hellfire, it depends. Because the sects who've been, these sects are different. Some of them non-Muslims, like the Jahmis, like the Rawafid, Shias, Rafilis, who are in hellfire forever. If they believe, like somebody believe that Abu Bakr is kafir. Or a sect believe that Muhammad is not the last messenger. Some of them are very extreme. Like some people believe that Al-Quran been changed. Or Muhammad is the Qadianis, is not the last messenger. Those stay in hellfire forever. Because they are kufra. Some of them, bid'ah, like Asha'ira, like most of the Mu'tazila, Murji'a. Those have bid'ah. They are not necessarily to go to hellfire. Allah warning them. But some of these Ash'aris have so much good, had so much good, which is will, insha'Allah, erase their bad deeds. Yani one person like Salah al-Din or like Al-Bayhaqi or Hassan Ash'ari, they did so much good in the other hand. Allah is just because they did not commit shirk. Shirk is the thing Allah will not forgive. But this is not shirk. This is bid'ah. And this bid'ah is like any other sin. Allah compare between their good and their bad. If their good is more, they will go to Jannah. Even with this, they might repent, like Razi or those people who repented in the end. Allah will accept, inshallah, their repentance and they go to Jannah. Or they might, Allah said, they go to hellfire. Somebody intercede for them. An Nabi will intercede or one intercede for them to stop them from going to the hellfire. So when he said they are going to, it's like when we say, if you committed adultery or you steal, you're on the hellfire. It's not necessarily that he must go, but he is in a great dangerous. Yes, tafadhal. Asha'ira, they never talk about worshipping graves. They never said one of our belief to worship graves. No, there is some people who worship graves already, or they feel like they can ask the dead, pray to the dead, who became Ash'aris. But not, it wasn't not one of their idea. Otherwise, if they believe in that, they will not be, say bid'ah, say they're committing shirk. But it is an individual cases. You see what I'm saying? An Asha'ira. As for shirk, no doubt, whoever worship graves, this is a shirk. In a sense, he for example, pray to the dead, ask the dead help, ask the dead to forgiveness. This is shirk, and this is shirk. Allah doesn't forgive the shirk. Is the person can be excused because he's ignorant or he is not ignorant? We say this is depends. Let's say a person raised in a village. He cannot read, he doesn't know anything. Raised in a village. And this village, the sheikh told him, Ya Ibni, my son, if you want to worship Allah, this is the way to worship Allah. Muhammad said, if you need help, go to the people of the grave and ask their help. Muhammad said that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will do it. He lying. It's not true. This fabricated hadith. إِذَا أَعْيَتْكُمُ الْأُمُورِ فَاسْتَغِيثُوا بِأَصْحَابِ الْقُبُورِ كَلَامُ خُرَافَ كَذِبْ عَلَى النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He was taught that. He did that out of following sunnah. That person is different than somebody living in a Muslim country, living next to a Muslim country with teach sunnah, with teach tawheed, day and night. صَحُ لَلَا. It's different between the two situations. That person, his ignorance may be an excuse, but that person, his ignorance is not an excuse. Ignorant is an excuse in two situations. Entering the hellfire or the judge to executed him. But we are not here in this position. يعني, if it's ignorance, it's not going to justify the act itself. The act itself is shirk. You do it out of ignorance, out of knowledge, it is shirk. Ignorance helps you only when you come in front of Allah. And for us as a Muslims, we don't involve ourselves in the person in Egypt or in Pakistan or in India who's there worshipping the grave, Allah will let him be in the hellfire or not? This is not my job. My job is to tell him, you are in great dangers. But not my job to tell him he's in hellfire. It's haram. Because only Allah knows that. So his ignorance should not be excuse for him to keep doing that. His ignorance is not excuse for me not to teach him. I should teach him. I should mention the rule of this. And the judge, it's up to him. Let's say there's a Muslim judge. This case came to him. He see and he judge, يعني based on his judgment. Now, with this, inshallah, we end. سبحانك الله وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. And inshallah, I'm sorry if I kept you more than what you should stay, but inshallah we benefit from this.
For further information, please visit our website, www.hudarp.com. That is HUDARP.com. Our email address is hudarp@yahoo.com. That's HUDARP@yahoo.com. No part of these lectures may be reproduced in any form, except with the written approval of HRP. Your kind consideration is highly appreciated.
جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.